Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.5 FM.
But good to see a few more on Major League, well, on the pool of players. So what are we even calling them this year? On the pool of players for Major League play. I mean,
it's
whatever.
60-player pool, 30-man taxi squad. The taxi squad, I guess, is probably what'll stick. I don't know. Even though it's not real. Well, I guess technically it is. But depending on your team and your team's strategy, as far as can we win or we just want to use this as a little not a tryout, but you know, this is a developmental portion of our organization's history. Like the Tigers, they're not winning anything, but you know, you're going to give Jacoby Jones more ABs, and you're going to give Kristen Stewart probably more ABs than one of your has-been other guys on, you know, because...
Sure.
Now, I think everybody will get tempted, at least to begin with, because it's only 60 games, and everybody's going to be talking about playing to win. And depending on what kind of start you get off to, I guess that'll determine, you know, what kind of strategy a manager and a general manager want to employ. But the bottom line is, if you're not going anywhere, then it will probably kind of be a taxi squad. It's like, this is extended spring training. Orioles, I guess we can all agree that the Orioles aren't projected to do a damn thing. And their projected starting nine, pretty nondescript.
Oh my God.
You know? So
exactly.
Okay, stop me when you've heard of one of these guys. Here's Orioles projected starting lineup. Austin Hayes, Anthony Santander, Chris Davis, our boy Chris Davis.
Okay.
Renato Nunez, Rio Ruiz, Pedro Severino, Hanser Alberto, I've heard of him, DJ Stewart, and Jose Iglesias. There's your O's starting nine.
Doesn't Jose Iglesias sing, too?
I think that's a different Iglesias.
Damn it.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Wade LeBlanc is one of their pitchers. Alex Cobb, heard of those guys at least. Here's your projected starting lineup. Let me see what you think about the Red Sox. Benintendi in left. Bogarts at short. Devers at third. JD the DH.
Yep.
Alex Verdugo, your Red Sox right fielder.
Well, you know, got to fill in where you can.
Right. Okay. Christian Vasquez, the catcher.
Yep.
Mitch Moreland at first. JBJ in center. And Jose Peraza, your second baseman.
There's a couple of guys there that are interesting, but other than that, it's a fairly dependable lineup. Now, the Red Sox issues are with their pitching.
Well, and here we go. Eduardo Rodriguez, Nathan Eovaldi, Martin Perez, Ryan Weber. Brandon Workman, your likely closer. Chris Sale, out. Colin McHugh. You like him?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Actually. That one, I didn't mind that acquisition. That was kind of a, okay, I like Colin McHugh. Yep.
I'm not too far behind you on that one. I like Colin McHugh. I think he's a serviceable big league
totally.
Pitcher.
Yes.
As it pertains to Wichita State, as Bruce brought up, as part of the 60-man rosters or the 60-player pool that Major League Baseball is allowing this year, Cody Hoyer of the White Sox, Alec Bohm of the Phillies, and Sam Hilliard of the Rockies are all on 60-man rosters.
And Sam Hilliard's stock just rose yesterday when Ian Desmond opted out.
Yes, and that's the other thing I wanted to get to. First of all, did you hear that you guys might be signing Matt Kemp to a minor league deal?
Just a year removed from 21 homers and 85 RBI and an all-star appearance. So it's worth a shot.
A flyer? Yeah.
I mean, it's a flyer. He's only 34. I mean, he's been around the block a couple of times now, but
yes.
I'm okay with Matt Kemp.
That's pretty low risk if you sign him to a minor league deal.
Very. It's a minor league deal.
You never know when a position player get reborn and Coors and
yes,
be able to help
exactly
you a little bit.
Right. Yep.
And I would hope just insurance for the young outfielders. But, you know, that's not my place to run a team. You brought up a decent point here. Ian Desmond, Mike Leake, and Ryan Zimmerman. All pretty high profile and accomplished big leaguers have opted out this year. They're passing on the 2020 COVID plagued year and season. Regardless of your reasoning, and Desmond apparently has a couple of different reasons. It's not just for COVID, but it's for community and racism, sexism, homophobia. He's kind of been all over the map calling for change. So he's just going to call it good this season. Mike Leake did so, I think, a little bit before Desmond did, and Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals have also decided that they're going to pass on the 2020
year. Mike Leake, that's almost $6 million bucks for Mike Leake, I think.
Well, you know. And I had a feeling that the thread with those three guys was monetarily linking them, and I was right. And I don't want to poo-poo whatever reasoning those guys have for not playing, and underlying conditions or social reform or any combination thereof. And I don't want to poke holes in what their opt-out means beyond us being entertained by them.
Sure.
But these guys have made a combined $323 million in the game of baseball.
Exactly.
So a little easier to swallow if you're a family member of any of those three and you're going without a paycheck this year. Ian Desmond has made $91 million in his big league career. Mike Leake has made almost $95 million. And Ryan Zimmerman has made over $137 million in his big league career.
Yeah, and Ian Desmond isn't stealing, but he's gotten the better end of the deal. And as it relates to
I think it could
him,
be argued that all those guys with these monster contracts, all you got to do is sign one of them. And,
right.
You know, if you kind of limp to the finish line at the end of your said huge deal, then, you know, there's some bandit talk, you know.
But I'll say, I will say this about Ian Desmond. He is not my favorite guy. He can be difficult and a little surly in the clubhouse, but he is a remarkably bright guy who has a good understanding of issues and has a good ability to communicate and converse on those. He's not a guy that likes media, which is fine with me. That's neither here nor there. Everyone
well,
has their...
You guys have your quote
totally.
Machines, and you guys have your aloof dude.
Well, the irony, Ian Desmond is a good... If you can get Ian Desmond to weigh in with you, Ian Desmond is one of those guys that You better know your baseball, and you better not be stupid when you're asking your questions. And that sounds bad, but you just need to sound informed. He's not a guy that wants to spend a lot of time jacking with silly questions. He just isn't, and he wears that on his sleeve, and as such can make it difficult for some in a clubhouse. But he's a very intelligent guy, and I read his entire statement this morning. Was it last night or this morning? Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And my attitude on that is, okay, man. Either we'll see you down the road or we won't.
Yeah.
And good for you. No problem.
Is what I've said this whole time.
Totally.
You do you. But I, you know, just wanted to point out that the least amount of money any of those three guys have made playing baseball is $91 million.
It's a very good point.
So I think it's worth mentioning. And only one of the guys that I've heard that have opted out hasn't made that kind of money. And isn't that Joe Ross from the Nationals,
mm-hmm.
a pitcher?
Right.
So, which, you know, he's made nowhere near the money that Desmond Leake and Zimmerman have. Recent friend of the show, Kyle Glazer from Baseball America, has just tweeted out with minor league contracts having been suspended, players have been given the green light to play independent ball with their team's consent.
Wow.
You want to try to find a team that is going to try to crank it up this summer and stay sharp?
How many independent teams are there playing baseball?
You know, I don't really know. I haven't heard of any. Well, you know, Tom Holliday's Tulsa Drillers.
Right.
I guess that's not exactly independent ball. That was originally supposed to be a Cape Cod League team, but they're playing down in Tulsa. I guess that would qualify, right?
Yeah.
Because they're playing teams from, what did we decide? Frisco, Tulsa.
Round Rock or something.
There you go.
Like that.
Maybe. Yeah, four or five teams down there that just kind of bunched some players together in order to have summer ball. So if you're not on the, if you didn't make the 60-man, whatever we're going to call it, and you want to play indie ball, if you get permission from your particular club, it's on a permission team-by-team basis. So you can play, I guess.
How close is Alec Baum to sticking?
I think he's pretty close.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty close. MLB.com, the projected lineups that I was rattling off a little bit ago. I don't know. Let me scroll down and see if. And Shohei Ohtani is supposed to be back, by the way.
Yeah. Which is exciting, actually.
Seeing him again. Yeah, they're going to try the two-way thing again, but try to be cautious about it. Gene Segura is the Phillies' third baseman at the moment. So they probably have a little time to not nurse Alec Baum along, but to not rush him. He's still not very far removed from Wichita State, even though when you get drafted that high in the first round, you're going to get fast-tracked. But, you know, this goes back to, all right, are we going to win? And if we're not, then what are we going to do? But I think the Phillies are built to win right now. And this doesn't have anything to do with the big league roster, but I think they, along with the Royals, had the best non-drafted free agent signing class. They reportedly did well. But they got McCutchen. They got Real Muto, Bryce Harper, of course, Rhys Hoskins, who a couple of years ago hit a million home runs out of nowhere. Didi Gregorius is their shortstop, former Yankee. Gene Segura, the third baseman. Jay Bruce, their DH. So, decent lineup.
I kind of like Gene Segura. Segura's not – he's
a good player.
That's a good bat, man.
Yep, he can hit. You're right.
Yep.
Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, Jake Arrieta, Zach Eflin for their starting pitchers. So I would imagine they would fancy themselves players in their conference, have a chance to win it.
You know, it's interesting, and I was thinking about this yesterday because I was in baseball mode all day yesterday. And by the way, it was wonderful to be in baseball mode. Let me just say that. But having said that, I was listening to a lot of people. I was in about an hour and a half presser with the Rockies, and there were a few other things that I was sampling via Zoom yesterday. I think the big the big story is going to be just getting to the season. Everybody's talking about the season, and believe me, I'm the first one in line. I cannot wait for Cole and Scherzer on the 23rd. I mean, I'm like, that would be fantastic if we get there. Yeah. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you listen to the higher-ups in baseball compared to what we've been hearing from the NBA, the Major League Baseball is just all over the place, first of all. You feel like with Major League Baseball, Shane, that it's going to be a day-to-day thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of
moving
parts.
It could be a house of cards. You never know. But day-to-day at best. I mean, I don't know. What are we, 26 days away, something like that, supposedly, from the beginning of Major League Baseball? Well, you might be able to make a little money doing a little over-under, will we get to that first game? I don't know. And I don't think they know either. That's the thing that how can they, right?
Yeah.
How can anybody know at this point?
Well, you're not centralized. We can't just put all the teams in one place and keep them there. Can't keep our
guys are coming and going, man.
Yep.
Guys are coming and going. And it's
and
a big roster.
And jumping on planes. Getting on planes.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
More players, bigger roster.
Totally. So,
those are
all concerns. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly worth the try, no question about it. 9:42 on this 30th day, the last day of June, hard to believe. Syndio Twitter question right around the corner, brought to you by Syndio HRO, your HR experts. We're back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.